This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. About to be joined by a special guest. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. One clarification from the last segment. The Golden Oreos are also great, okay?
Yes, they are very good.
That was an oversight on my part. I was talking about all of the other Oreo remixes.
Yeah, you're specifically, I think, speaking about the different fillings that they're trying to go with, like the birthday cake and like the mint. And honestly, those have not hit.
Just doesn't make it any better. No. We have all the flavor profiles we need with the OG, the double stuff, and of course the Goldens. I do, by the way, highly recommend the Golden Thins. If you
like the Thins.
Yeah, I do. I think the double stuff is better with the original, but Thins with the Goldens. Ross Tucker joining us now, talking draft. Brought to you by MyFrontPageStory.com. And a good afternoon, Ross. How the heck are you?
You know, I'm doing awesome. I think I might have an unpopular opinion when it comes to Oreos. You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
No, Ross.
I like the thin ones more than the double stuffed.
Okay.
The double stuffed is too much cream to me, too much filling.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the thin ones, almost like a Thin Mint Girl Scout cookie. I don't want the double stuffed cream filling inside. I like the regular, but if I had to pick between the thin filling or the double stuffed, I'm going thin filling.
Wow, that's a hell of a take here. So with the Reese's, you know, they do this with the Reese's cups now too, Ross, where they downsize it. They make like a thin Reese's cup, like the Reese's Thins. Do you appreciate that? Are you just thin across the board, or is it specific to the cream?
I think it's specific to the cream because I'm a big peanut butter guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I've had a Reese's Thin. I actually live in Hershey. Like, the factory is right there. So I could go over there. I don't think I've had a Reese's Thin. I need to try that now. My favorite candy bar is a Take Five. I think most
well-educated
human beings realize it's the greatest candy bar of all time.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you like in your candy bar, the Take Five has it. And then extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I don't know why it's not more mainstream. Is it the same question I have about Three Musketeers? Who goes into a store and buys a Three Musketeers? What's going through their head when they do that? You walk in and there's Twix, Kit Kat, Snickers, all these other peanut butter cups, and you pick a Three Musketeers? There's some type of conspiracy going on. Nobody actually buys a Three Musketeers when there's those other options there.
You know, Ross, all these takes that you have are making all the sense in the world. The only one that would not make sense is if you don't do milk with your Oreos. That's the weird one to me. Where do you come out on that?
Of course you do milk with it.
Yeah.
In fact, at my age, the only time I have any milk is if I have cereal every once in a while or if I'm eating cookies. Like, that's my milk time. I'm 45 years old. I don't like... Do any 45-year-old just sit there and have a glass of milk? Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
Nice warm glass before
these
bed.
Days.
No.
No, that was from an earlier era, a more wholesome time. Okay, Ross, you've been studying the heck out of this draft. 7-year NFL veteran. You have the experience. You have the acumen to break this stuff down. If you're the Cowboys at 24 with their needs, who are you hoping gets to you?
Man, I'm glad you guys brought me on today. I have a lot to say about the Cowboys.
Let's go.
I have a lot to say. I mean, first of all, I'm not going to guarantee it, but But there's like a 99.5% chance that they take a running back on Friday night. I feel like that's a bad position to be in, right? Where everybody knows in the second round or maybe third, you're going to take a running back. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has a running back still on the board that they really like, they're going to just jump right in front of the Cowboys. It's not a good position to be in. I think at 24, the most likely scenario is an offensive lineman would be my guess at that point. You know, I know there's some talk of receiver and some talk of defensive line. And I know they say that they like the guys they have along the offensive line. They need to get one guy. They need to get a guy, right? You know, whether that's a tackle so they can keep Tyler Smith at left guard. Maybe they get Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma or something like that. Or Amarius Mims from Georgia. Or maybe it's a guy like Graham Barton from Duke, who I really like, who can basically play all five spots and give them tremendous versatility, right? Like maybe he's the center and they go with somebody else to tackle, or maybe they give Graham a chance to tackle. Like they can let that sort out. So I would think offensive linemen early, and I think they'll be able to get a pretty good player at that spot.
Ross, you mentioned Mims. The fact that he's only played like 8 games, the very small sample size, would that be of any concern to you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a concern on two parts, right? It's a concern because it's like any other job. Time on task matters, right?
Right.
You know, you go to a doctor or a dentist, you're happier when the guy looks like he's like 50-something than when he looks like he's 30-something. You know, right. It's like, well, how many of these surgeries have you done, bro? You know what I mean? Like you're always happy when you feel like the guy has a little bit more experience. Plus, you know, he got injured multiple times at Georgia, which was a concern. He just hasn't seen certain things that he'll see in the NFL, and he'll have to learn on the job. But it might cost you a game, right? If he misses a blitz or whatever. I don't think the physical ability is in question. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles draft him. The Eagles really like offensive linemen that have truly unique physical characteristics. They draft at 22. They kind of want to get Lane Johnson's heir apparent at right tackle, but all their offensive linemen are either size freak shows, size and speed freak shows like Mailata or Lane Johnson, or they're just total athletic anomalies like Jason Kelce, who played linebacker his first 2 years at Cincinnati, or Cam Jurgens, who played tight end, right? Like they're going to go for guys that have truly unique physical ability. So that's the concern about Mims. You have to decide whether or not you're willing to live through those growing pains, especially this year. The Eagles know that he wouldn't play for them this year anyway. So they're willing to have him learn for a year or two behind Lane.
I love, Ross, that you brought up Graham Barton. He's been my guy since December when Brian and I went through this draft journey together for the Cowboys at 24. I just don't know, is he going to make it? And how do you go ahead and weigh the tackle conversation versus some of these centers as well? Which position do you think might stretch a little bit better if you go ahead and take, say, a Guyton from Oklahoma in the first round and then circle back and maybe want to get a center? Because the Cowboys lost 2 starters. They really need to fill both spots.
Right, although when you hear them, they love Brock Hoffman and TJ Bass and all these other guys, which, by the way, even if that's true, what happens if those guys get hurt?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, depth matters. That's the fastest way to ruin a season, is to have no depth along the O-line and have issues up there. So I'd be very surprised if they didn't take one in the first round. And I think it's a really good question. Do you take sort of the 7th or 8th offensive tackle, or do you take maybe the 1st or 2nd interior guy, right? Graham Barton or JPJ from Oregon. You know, I think a lot of it depends on how you feel about Tyler Smith, quite frankly. And if you think he's the guy to play outside, I mean, I think Tyler Smith's pretty darn good at both spots. He really is. That was a good pick by them. So I think they'd probably rather take the guy that can start right away inside, as opposed to the tackle that's a little bit more of a developmental guy. But to your point, I think you can get a starting guard or center in the 2nd or 3rd or 4th round You can't at tackle. So they might go first round tackle, second round interior guy, third round running back.
How do you like Frazier from West Virginia if you had to go circle back? Say you went tackle, as you mentioned, in the first round, but then Frazier, I don't think he gets to you at 56, but if somehow he gets to you, where do you think, how do you have him and like him and Norzad and Limmer and those guys that, you know, we're kind of seeing as second and third round guys?
So I love Zach Frazier. Yeah. I actually like Norzad a lot too. I'm a Central Pennsylvania guy who played in the Ivy League. He was at Cornell before he transferred to Penn State. But Zach Frazier, so as a Pennsylvania guy, you know, wrestling's a really, really big deal. And I think he was four-time state champ in West Virginia, which is not like doing it in PA, but you can still see that when you watch him play. I have a really strong bias towards guys that are trying to physically hurt people. And I mean that seriously. I'm not talking about injure. I'm not talking about dirty. I mean, it's why we like the sport, right? Yeah. Blocking people is not fun, okay? When you're trying to smash somebody into the ground and then you push up off them, or maybe you put your forearm in their neck as you like, that's what I miss every day. I don't miss the money, but I don't miss the camera. Like every day I miss putting on one of those helmets, maybe that one right there for people watching us, the Cowboys one, and just hitting somebody as hard as I can. You can't replicate it anywhere else in life. When you watch Frazier, he's trying to put people down. I mean, he's trying to physically punish people. And I believe, and I always have, that that permeates through the rest of the offensive line, the rest of the offense, and really the whole team. You need an enforcer. You need a guy like that, because really it makes the other guys that aren't playing that hard, aren't trying to physically punish the opposition, makes them look bad comparatively.
We're talking draft with Ross Tucker here on 105.3 The Fan. How much have the Cowboys changed from what you can tell since you played here in 02, right?
Yeah, 02, I started the last seven games at left guard, which, by the way, you guys will love this. Two quick stories about that, okay? First of all, because it was during Emmett's, like, run to breaking the record, I think they might have listed Larry Allen as questionable every week, even though we knew he wasn't playing. You have to go back and look at it. So imagine Larry Allen being questionable, and then Ross Tucker is the guy at left guard instead. I've never seen people so happy to see me as the defensive lineman every week that I started. They were like thrilled that I'm like, I know. You're glad it's me. I get it. Secondly, my favorite thing to do, because there's Cowboys fans everywhere, as you guys know, I'll meet a Cowboys fan, and every Cowboys fan, by the way, will tell you that they're the biggest Cowboy fan ever, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll always say to them, my wife knows it. She thinks it's embarrassing, but I go, okay, you are? I'm like, I go, trivia question for you. Who started the last seven games at left guard for the Cowboys in 2002? And it is hilarious. They'll be like, oh, I know this. Oh, like they'll rack their brain. They'll be like, oh, I know. Was it Andre Girard? Yeah. Like Matt Lair? I'm like, it was me, you idiot. Who else would even ask you that question? It's literally me. Nobody would ask you that question other than me. Just say me. And no, you're not the biggest Cowboys fan, because my mom knows I started the last seven games at left guard for the Cowboys. No, too. So you're not. I love busting people's chops about that. You know where they haven't changed? They haven't changed on the contract stuff. And I don't know what they're doing. And I've heard, I want you guys to clarify something for me. When Jerry says he wants more cards to be played, he wants more action, is he talking about he wants more other guys at those positions to get contracts for comps, or he wants to see these guys play more before he rewards them with the big money?
That's what I thought. I thought the latter.
I think the latter as well.
I think it has to do with agents. I think they're struggling right now, Ross, with these agents that they're dealing with, that they want more action, because as we all know, Dallas has a history of caving, you know, on the, so these agents are backing up. They're not interested in negotiating because they just know at the end of the day, Dallas will cave. I think he wants more action with the guys he's dealing with.
It's a good question.
Well, so what I would say, so first of all, if he's talking about these guys on the field, mm-hmm. that's borderline insulting to CeeDee Lamb and sure. Micah Parsons, it is. Right? I mean, yeah. like, what? You need to see more from those two guys?
Yeah.
Micah Parsons has probably been the best defensive player in the league over the last 3 years. CeeDee Lamb, that's insulting.
Yeah.
And if he feels that way, all he's doing is costing himself money. I mean, you see Amon-Ra St. Brown just got $30 million a year this year. Let's compare that to the Eagles, okay? The Eagles signed Devontae Smith last week. $25 million a year, but he has two more years left. That doesn't even kick in until 2026. This year is the last year of his rookie deal. Then he's on the fifth-year option. So in 2026, Devontae Smith will start making $25 million a year. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, they're going to have to pay CD now over $30 million a year. So you're talking about just between CD and Devontae Smith, a minimum of $5 million a year difference. Like, that's not good. That is bad. I think their contract strategy stinks. I don't understand it. I think it's hurting the team. And they've said a million times it's why they haven't signed anybody else. It's why they have all these holes on the roster. Well, maybe if you sign guys now or you sign guys earlier when you can, guys that you like the Eagles or the Lions, they know they want Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra around. The Eagles know they want Landon Dickerson and Devontae Smith for the long haul. Why are you waiting? You're just going to cost yourself more money later. Yet that seems to be the Cowboys' philosophy. I really don't understand. And to your point about the agents, of course, every agent. But guess what? The Lions just made Penei the highest paid offensive sure. lineman ever. The Lions just made Amon-Ra the highest paid receiver yeah. ever. The earlier you do that, the less it costs you ultimately, because then Justin Jefferson signed and this guy signed, and then you're not paying them the most.
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, the situation is agents don't have to go to them now, because the longer you wait, the more likely you're going to get what you asked for. They're not going to turn you down.
That because of like Zeke and Zach Martin,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I also think those guys, they want their money.
Yeah, with Dak,
they don't
first
want
deal.
The injury risk. They don't want, you know, that's two more years for Micah.
Yeah.
You know, he wants the life-altering $100 million guaranteed. And I think CD does as well. I guess they can wait, but that's a pretty decent risk if you're just going to keep waiting on the player side.
Ross, what can you tell us about myfrontpagestory.com?
By far the best Mother's Day gift ever. I'll show it to you for the people that are watching it right now.
Yes.
My buddy started the company. Listen, I think we can all agree moms are the greatest thing ever, right? Like right. Moms are everybody's first round pick. Get them a truly unique and cool gift. Go to myfrontpagestory.com. You talk to a writer for, I don't know, 10 minutes while you're driving home from work or driving to Chick-fil-A or something. They write this amazing story. And as you guys can see, the people that are watching us, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's framed. Pictures of your mom with the kids or grandkids or whatever. I can almost guarantee she will cry. Your mom will cry happy tears. And she'll have it hanging. My mom, my sister and I got one from my mom. It's hanging right next to her front door. It's like a daily reminder of how much we love her. Myfrontpagestory.com. Just go on the website now, or when you get to the next stoplight or stop sign or whatever. Myfrontpagestory.com. Best Mother's Day gift ever.
You're the best, Ross. Enjoy awesome. The draft. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, you guys as well. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for those
buddy.
7 games of left guard as well. There he goes.
God, those were dominant.
they were. Texture, by the way, had the follow-up question. What about a tall glass of milk with like a proper full breakfast? Because then you're mixing in a lot of sweets, like a pancake, French toast, waffle. I'll still do milk there.
Juice. Me too. Yeah. Juice. Yeah. I think cold milk pairs beautifully with pancakes and syrup and yeah. butter and yeah. sausage.
Wonderful.
Milk is a white Russian is always a good thing.
Ooh, yeah, you never lied about that.
It's a good drink.
What. Yeah. Okay, we got to run. Top 10 at 4:20 coming up next. Woolchuck, where are we going with that?
It is National Bucket List Day, the top 10 bucket lists in sports. What's yours? That's next on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Thanks to Ross Tucker for joining us. Salute to Will Chambers, who just walked into the studio randomly with a cooler bag. Looks like he's been probably cracking coldies.
Oh, I got a feeling what this is. What's hot yoga Chambers here? Is in the building right now.
Can we get a hot mic over there?
Okay,
we go.
So I was listening to you guys last week, and I am sick and tired of the trash that I'm hearing when it comes to Cincinnati chili.
Okay.
Oh, wow. He is
Skyline?
He's going to make some Skyline chili for us in studio?
Okay, so what we got here is what we all call Skyline chili dip. Or Dixie chili chip. Dip.
Otherwise known
Dixie
as
chili dip.
The poo-poo platter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is
it
wet.
Doesn't travel well.
Okay.
It doesn't travel well.
Nice
I would
and
say
runny.
I would say if we had like
the
a
cheese is definitely all is, melted
it
in.
It kind of looks like an oil well fire right now.
So
smells worse than it looks.
What's at the bottom?
What are you trying to prove?
It's a layer of cream cheese.
It's going to taste like that mouthpiece
with
that
Cincinnati
dude had to put in his mouth
earlier. With the Cincinnati chili and then the cheese on top.
Right. Cream cheese. You heard that.
I heard the cream
cheese on bottom.
All right, I'm trying to
cream cheese on the bottom.
Here it is, Shaq's mouthpiece, delivered by Will Chambers.
It looks so much better when I had it wrapped after I cooked.
Oh, nice
camera
work.
Eric's already poured like the chicken parm on him, so get ready. We're about to get some chili on it.
You got to get down there to get the cream cheese in.
That's a good scoopage right here. This is a scoop.
Will did a good job on the chips.
Is there spaghetti noodles in there?
No.
Okay. No spaghetti noodles. So you brought in Fritos, then you're going to use the Fritos to dip. Pretty good.
Surprisingly good.
Gentlemen.
It's not bad.
It's good dip. So Cincinnati does something well.
Yeah. Just, okay. Just the very, dip. Very few. Look.
Is that cinnamon?
Yeah. See?
Is the cinnamon in the Cincinnati chili? Is that something that sets it
off? That's in Skyline. That's a deal in Skyline.
This is so.
Cinnamon's nice to put in things.
Eric
like
and I
lasagna.
Were talking about this on Sunday.
Will, have you been drinking?
I have not. You can get cans of Skyline chili at Kroger.
Okay.
And I'm like, I told him on Sunday, I was like, my ass is coming in this week. Lucius, I want you in here. I want you tasting this too.
Oh, pause.
Is that good?
Right. Yeah, you taste the cinnamon.
Okay, before we get
the
there.
Cinnamon's the most profound.
Let me throw it to Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully with his top 10 at 420. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Thank you for bringing that in, Will. Never had Skyline chili. I can cross that off the bucket list. It is National Bucket List Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
877-881-1053. We've got the top 10 sporting events for every man's bucket list. What is your bucket list sporting event?
Very sexist list.
Now, on my bucket list, I definitely have, I would love to go to a World Cup match, and we're going to have the opportunity to maybe do that.
Yeah.
And now hopefully we can cross it off the bucket list. I had a bunch of people, when I went ahead and put this out on the Twitter, I'd like to go watch my team play in a Super Bowl. Couple people said the Cowboys. Like to see the Cowboys playing the Super Bowl. I'm like,
you're a young man. There is a chance of that happening.
We can keep praying. Yeah. We can keep praying. I don't know that it's going to, but we can keep.
I think at some point in the next 50 years, it'll probably happen.
We had a lot of go to Wrigley, Fenway, Lambeau Field, like some stadium destinations. Was their top ass the Kentucky Derby?
Top what?
Hell yeah.
Top asks.
Yeah, there was a
now you're talking,
okay,
man.
Have you been to the
Kentucky Derby?
Derby?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Heck yes.
So it's worth it. That is
Kentucky
a
Kentucky Derby
item.
Is worth going once.
How about Belmont?
And only once, because you don't want to deal with it.
Belmont, so we're talking about Belmont with the infield at Belmont.
Yeah, the infield at Belmont, man.
The Derby infield's a hot mess, too. It's a lot of fun. If you can go and you get into
Millionaire's Row
and stuff like that, then, I mean, it could be a lot of fun. You're still dealing with a mess because it's 120,000, right?
Yeah, it's like going to the Indy 500.
So is it like the in and out, getting in and out of there?
In and out of everything. Oh, like Rangers Parade? It's not in a great spot in Louisville, and it's not, I mean, there's not a lot of roads going in and out. It's not like going to like something that's off a highway. Yeah. It's a disaster there. Just drunken buffoonery everywhere.
Right up our alley.
Yeah. So
sounds terrific.
Yeah.
What about the Kentucky game? Rupp Arena? That should be one.
Yeah, Rupp Arena's. Well, that's it depends. Like, if you're talking to a college basketball junkie, like Halen, like Mashota that went to Duke, especially K's last year.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to Cameron Indoor as much as I absolutely can't stand Duke. Rupp would be on that list, too, because Rupp is like, it's Rupp and Syracuse that are the two biggest far and away. Yeah. I mean, it holds 12, 13, where most, you know, like an NBA arena holds probably 8 or 9, I want to say.
Yeah.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of the biggest ones, and it gets super loud. So
it's a good question, though, from the 206. How does a non-millionaire get into the Millionaires Club?
Yeah. That's that's an invitational thing. Now you can buy packages to be a part of that.
Okay, I get a package.
Yeah, you get a package deal is what you do with that. Package. So yeah, but it's kind of fun because I actually would recommend the Derby's a blast, but Friday the Oaks.
The Oaks, yeah.
The Oaks on Friday.
Ryan, the Oaks is now getting almost as bad.
Yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, the Oaks is, but anything to do with the Millionaires Row, it's fun because you do dress up. You can wear your crazy, your crazy suit. And that's where the ladies wear the hats and all that. But the gambling and all that's the same.
Is it the mint julep? Is that when the drink the popular drink? Yeah. Is that thing actually good?
It's good. It's very good.
It's
very outstanding. Strong.
Yeah. It's just, it's sugar. It's like an old fashioned with mint.
Yeah.
Basically in it. It's just, it's super expensive to get in there. Like Millionaire's Row. It used to be just like by, just its name and like invitation only.
Right.
It is crazy expensive, even if you just want, like, box tickets where it's not general admission, where you have an actual seat. It's
rough. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Getting to Louisville's tough, but it's gorgeous.
But if you can do, it's like going to a practice round at the Masters we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Another bucket list item.
Yeah, if you could do it, go do it, because you could. I'm talking about the Oaks on Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it to me, it's totally just to be in that atmosphere.
Just to see Churchill.
Just to see
it's totally worth it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Totally attending the Masters, got texted in.
Masters for sure.
We've got a UFC World Championship fight.
I'm looking forward to going with you guys to see Tyson fight.
There you go.
That's a part of my history.
A Tyson fight, that's a bucket list item.
Mike Tyson, I don't care if he's my age. To see him fight, yes.
No doubt.
Count me in. Yeah.
What about the Boston Marathon?
To go see it or run in it?
Either way, it's number 9 on here.
The BM?
Either to compete in it or just to be a part of it and watch.
I tell you what, if I had one more marathon in me,
you have to
qualify for Boston. You can't just show up. I mean, you can't give them your $200 and say, I'm in.
It's not open.
Yeah, you have to qualify for that. That one or New York City Marathon would be the ones that you want to run.
You got
in.
The Red Sox game, though, too. For
Patriots Day. Yeah,
it's supposed to be an amazing event.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. Yeah.
Number 8 goes to your team playing in NBA Finals.
We have
the Monaco Grand Prix.
That's right.
Number 7.
Yeah, that right there in itself. The town of Monaco is unbelievable. It is one of the most expensive cities I've ever been in my life. You fly from London to Nice, or you can fly, if you go direct to Nice, and then you take a car or a bus in.
It looks
the
stunning.
Yacht situation there.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Park.
Stay at the casino, and you'd love it. Yeah.
It's Wimbledon, number 6.
That would be a good one.
Derby's number 5. So you nailed that one, Will. The Masters comes in at 4.
Yep.
Watch your team win at Stanley Cup final and be at the game is number 3.
What about I wish I could do what Broadus has already gotten to do, which is run a draft for a team.
Just a bucket list item. Yeah, just run the draft. That'd be awesome. Even just go see a draft. I didn't get to go to the
How about this? How about sit in your favorite team's war room the whole week?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd be in on that.
I would 100% be in on a bucket list item for that. 2 is the World Cup, which I've mentioned.
Been to 2 matches for that.
Number 1 is the Super Bowl. That is the number one most voted bucket list item.
Here's the thing on that. Let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
And thinking about it because of how good it is as on television. Because you see everything.
Yeah.
You don't miss anything. Like when I'm at a football game now, if I'm not in the press box with all of us, like in the stands, I feel like I'm missing like everything else that's going on in other games or other stuff. And then especially in the Super Bowl, like, look, I'm not saying it wouldn't be awesome. It'd be awesome, but it'd be almost be like, man, I kind of want to see everything else that's happening.
Sure. I don't think I'd want to be in a Super Bowl after a while. You know, it's like that. You're not getting the passionate sports fan experience. There's not a home team. There's not a road. It's just, that's kind of weird. You know, I think a lot of these, you know, would be great as long as history happens there, you know. But I wouldn't just want to go to a lot of these random events. It sounds like being in heavy traffic, standing in lines, being crowded. Like, that's to me like three things that nightmares are made of, you know. Like, so
that's what I just gave you. My favorite, one of my favorite things in the world is Derby Day.
Yeah.
I would never go back to it unless I had like good seats or something like that.
And you got to be 0.08.
I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back to Texas OU trying to get in and out of the Cotton Bowl.
That's a huge thing. Yeah.
The sunburn was the worst part about that one.
That is impossible.
That's why the Masters sounds like the most interesting, because then you could legit like go sit down somewhere and relax.
And you
have a little
your
silly
seat.
Simon, whatever.
Yeah. Boom. And you got your seat. Absolutely.
Where's on the list is your team winning a national champion?
That did not make the top 10. A national championship was not part of that.
You seem baffled.
Wow.
I would choose that over a Super Bowl.
But you can't schedule that vacation.
Well,
you know?
No. Your team gets in. Your team makes the playoffs.
I think that would absolutely be a lot of sports fans' bucket list.
I've seen LSU win a national championship twice.
That's up there.
Been a part of a Super Bowl. Done most of these things. Indy 500. Done all these things. Watching your school win a national championship is one of the greatest things you could ever do.
I mean, I had people reach out and say, like, a Penn State whiteout. Just get to go and experience some of these college
atmospheres. I'll tell you another. Go to Army Navy. Is
no
a great one, too.
Enchanted afternoon.
Yep. A lot of good ones.
Thank you, Will Chuck, and thank you, Will Chambers.
Will, enjoy the dip.
Taste the cinnamon for sure in that. Yeah.
Enjoy the dip.
That was awesome, dude.
It looks way worse than it really is. It's very, very good.
All you need is to put some really watery spaghetti in that, and you got your skyline chili.
He said watery spaghetti. I'm like, where does that come from?
There's only one dish that Lucius and Carter they said, don't make that again. I tried to redo that one time. I tried to make skyline chili from scratch, and they said, please don't do that again.
This is a legit skyline.
Out of the can.
That's
the real article.
Better than Hormel.
Yeah, Lucius goes, please don't do that again.
You're the man, Will.
There he goes, Will Chambers. Okay, Stars fans, how do you look at how many times Vegas has won in the last 10 matchups against your team going into a massive game two tonight? We'll discuss that and more coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. What are we now? Like 25 hours, 11 minutes from our draft coverage. Our path to the draft is brought to you by our friends at Pluckers, and you can join us at all 8 Pluckers locations tomorrow for an amazing draft day party. We've been doing these for years, and our entire schedule, you can see where we're all going to be at G-Bag Nation on X, and all of our X handles are in the bio there if you want to follow us all when you get there. But Lucius and I are going to be in Arlington. And I think our show is going to go for maybe an hour and a half tomorrow, depending on how long the Rangers game goes. Starts at 1:30 tomorrow. Then Chief and I and Lucius will be on here from the studio with Woolchuck and brought us up there at the Star. And then the draft pregame show will start at 6 o'clock, and the drafting itself starting at 7. So that's kind of your schedule. But we have all Pluckers locations covered, so if you just want to go to the one nearest you, there will be a fan personality there rocking the house and playing the games along with you. I asked the Frankel Firm injury attorney text line about this going to break. How worried are you about how much the Stars have lost to Vegas? You know, I just feel like a lot of Stars fans are accepting how bad the luck was to be the number one seed and have it be Vegas. You know, but I also see a lot of copium in the journalism, like, oh, yeah, you know, they won all three games, but it's not like they've really played since December. So, geez, of course the Stars are better because they were so much better in the regular season and their point differential. And it's like, well, yeah, their players were hurt, but that just means they're rusty. You know, who cares if they're getting their captain back? I mean, how good could he be? You know, a couple of other guys as well. I mean, they traded for, you know, one of the best trade day acquisitions, but he's been hurt too, and he doesn't have any chemistry going along with the captain. So, like, all these reasons to me were good, you know, to believe, hey, you know, this is the Stars' year. They're significantly better. I buy into it as well. I mean, if you look at how the young core has developed in Tanev and Duchesne, I mean, this Stars team is better. But, like, you know, so you've lost 8 of the last 10. It might even be more than that. That's just going back to the playoffs last year. I think Vegas won the season series last year as well. I'm not sure. But it's a sustained period of dominance from the Vegas. And then when they won game one, Bully, that's when I'm like, crap. This is just a continuation. And them getting healthy is the exact wrong time for the Dallas Stars. So I don't know. I feel like it's much closer to the matchup that we had last spring than an indication of how good they were in the regular season. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'd love to hear from you on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line.
It's fascinating because you can look at this series and say, yeah, the one versus, it's not even the 8 seed anymore, but the wild card 2 or whoever they've got in the NHL, the winner of this could very well go on to win the Stanley Cup because Vegas is your defending cup champion. They get Mark Stone back at just the right time. He's healthy, and he has been an absolute terror for the Dallas Stars. But the thing that Vegas has, and when the Stars have run into trouble, is you look at Vegas's fourth line, and they've done this ever since they were an expansion team. They're not the most skilled, but what they have is bruisers. That fourth line is just going to absolutely wear on you, the physicality. And last year you saw they were a much more physical team in the conference finals when you got down 3-0, tried to make that a series. This is something the Stars are aware of. I think they had the second most comeback wins in the NHL this year. So they're not, you know, phased by being down. They are deeper than they were a year ago. The defensive play, not having Yanni Hakanpaa, is an issue. I believe Vegas will be down one of their top defensemen tonight. Maybe that ends up helping the Stars in a way. But you're going to have some of your skill, like Duchesne, when you have these one-on-one, isolated, neutralized certain opportunities. The speed is there for the Stars. They should have a goaltending advantage. That didn't prove out to be part of the factor in game one. Otter certainly wasn't great, but you need him if you want to beat Vegas. This could very well easily be the Stars' toughest opponent in the West as they move forward. If they can get out of this, you feel great about their run. But it's a concern because Vegas, physicality-wise, the matchup is not good.
I mean, a great defense can mitigate speed, you know, and it can mitigate a great passing game. That's why the great individual one-on-one players are so often the champions and so often the deciding factors. And I just feel like against this Vegas team, you need somebody to give you that individual effort that beats a player one-on-one. I don't know if that's the strength of the Stars team. You know, obviously Jason Robertson was a huge storyline last year as far as how can he impact the game. So how do you win? You know, how do you make me eat these words? Because I did flip-flop on the Stars, and I apologize for that, but I just wanted to give you an accurate read on how I'm feeling. You know, the Otter storyline, I think the combination of great defense and Otter has to rise to the occasion here because their defense is going to frustrate the hell out of you for however long this series goes, Brian.
Yeah, I think there's the thing that was very evident the other night was how when, and the Stars could be super creative when they get in front of the net. Mm-hmm. And you got, you know, you got guys that know how to play in front of the net. You know, with Pavelski, and then, you know, with Ben, they know how to stand in front of their tip pucks. But pucks weren't getting through, you know. And so I feel like, though, that were there times where maybe you get a little too creative and you're trying to kind of think about, okay, the extra pass, or and the Stars are tremendously skilled. You see, when they get behind the net, they have this ability to get the puck out in front. But the Knights did a great job of just shutting off all lanes. We talk about the Mavs crowding you. Mm-hmm. The Vegas Knights can crowd you too with the way that they play, and they make it very, very difficult. But the one thing that I would just kept noticing about Logan Thompson was, I think he is a shaky goalie. I think I think technique wise, and yes, he was, I believe he was 6-1 or 8-1 down the stretch, which got him into the playoffs and stuff like that. But to me, he just did not look, and maybe it was because it was his first playoff start, but I think tonight is just anything you could do to get pucks on net tonight. Anything, any yeah. angle. You know, they tried to, I think that the Jason Robinson tried to fire one off the side of him, you know, and hit him in the head. And, you know, they're trying to bang it. Any puck on net, I think he's got a shot.
Yeah.
But will Vegas.
You don't want to force it, but you got to you got to be a little bit more aggressive trying to create chances.
But where will Vegas, will they allow you, will they allow those pucks to get through?
Yeah.
That's going to be, Dallas has got to find a way to create some more opportunities, create some more space. But so, but to also don't take the extra pass. Just go ahead and fire it at net and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's maybe the adjustment I'd make tonight. 817 says Stars actually won all of last year's regular season games. Thank you for clarifying that. So, I mean, they've lost 8 of 10, you know, and I'm looking for tonight to, you know, boo you. We need not only a win, but a dominant win where you outclass them, and maybe they're about to, you know, unveil that. I do believe this is the deepest team in hockey, but as another texter says, sometimes a team just has your number, and it kind of felt like, you know, the series from last year. Kind of felt like game 7 or something. Football's finest coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
We have our annual NFL draft audio bonanza next year in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.